الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد. I just want to talk to you today about one ayah in the Quran, and it has all the news that we need to know about the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is bigger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. It seems that some people during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to the test by saying in the Quran, say, O Muhammad, to those believers, to everybody, to mankind, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you truly and really love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me, yuhibbukum Allah, then Allah will love you. You see, there is a mission, there is an aim, there is a goal I want to reach by my loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is a really important and significant topic. What I need from loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that, of course, I want to appreciate his role. I want to appreciate the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to monotheism, to tawheed through him, through his efforts, that I know in detail what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me to do. Also, I want to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah made it conditional that loving him subhanahu wa ta'ala can only come through loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is done perfectly through the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put to the test those believers who said, we love Allah. If you really love Allah, then follow me, say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true indicator of your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you seek from following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is that Allah loves you. And Allah has given you in this ayah the method with which to earn his love. If you love Allah really, you would follow Muhammad. If you follow Muhammad, Allah will love you. And it is an easy method, an easy and straightforward path, that if you take it, then Allah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to be on it and be firm on it. Now, so many people today, those who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, they say, we love Allah, we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc., etc. And we don't know what's in their hearts. Hopefully, inshallah, they're saying it with sincerity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't allow us just to say that we should love his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we say a statement and have a conference and then it goes from there and that's it. No, there is a mission, there is a goal to reach, which is what? The following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is the way you reach and you attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truly what it means to love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you know that Allah ordered me in the, ordered you in the Quran to make the salah. I can't possibly make the salah according to what Allah wants from me based on my opinion, just by reading the Quran and then getting the information from there. Because there is no description of how to make the salah in the Quran. It's only in the sunnah by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I love Allah. I would like to appreciate Allah. I would love to appreciate Allah and thank him and praise him and make salah to him. How can I make salah to him subhanahu wa ta'ala without me knowing about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the salah? This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us now a key. He said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Imam Bukhari collected this hadith. Pray as you have seen me pray. We haven't seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray. Allah protected for us and preserved how he made the salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, if you really love Allah, follow Muhammad. If you really want to appreciate Allah, oh dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you want to thank him for all what he gave you, all your existence, guided you to Islam, guided you to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave you tawheed. You want to make salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah accepts the salah from the believers and he loves the salah. How are you going to make it? Only through the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can imagine about every other aspect of the religion. Now, Allah's love is a title. But it's not only a word that I say. It has to come from my heart, to exist in my heart, to fill my heart, and to fill my body. And then to come out of my body, to fill my tongue, the way I speak, the way I deal with people, with my relatives in my house, the money that comes into my pocket, how I deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really, really practiced and attained through the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he's the man whom Allah sent to me to tell me about what he wants from me. Description of himself, of his names and attributes, his promises, his warnings, and all this information, how can I possibly earn it without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So therefore, brothers and sisters who are meeting today to talk about the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, know that the key to earn the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to practice his sunnah. And the key to practicing his sunnah is to learn it. And the key to learning it is to attend classes that teach about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he did in life and religion, so that I can emulate him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then what I want from all this, of course, to appreciate Allah and to appreciate his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that I earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, my brother and sister, if Allah loves you, can you imagine he's going to give you any hardship in the hereafter, or when you meet him, or when people are seeing hellfire and falling into it? Those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah will really appreciate Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by following Muhammad, and then they will earn the love of Allah and his mercy and Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all benefits about the religion of Tawheed that came with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to teach us about his sunnah and to make us righteous slaves of his and righteous followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.